Blog Talk Radio.
We'll discuss many topics, including Tanaka returns to the Yanks, looking for the sweep against the Mariners. Take it in from the top, redrafting each number one. Today's starting lineups, June 3rd, the coolest names of the 2015 MLB draft. What's the score in today's games, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show. You calling up 516-666-9990 or on
On this day in baseball history, in 1888, the first publication of Ernest L. Thayer's poem, KCA, At the Bat, appears in the San Francisco Examiner. The work is originally published under the pen name Finn because the poet feels embarrassed by what he considers to be bad verse and decides to keep his identity a secret until others come forward to claim the work to be their own. And it's now time for the baseball joke of the day. Comedian Rich Hall said he figured out why Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame. Pete is probably sitting in some bar and told this guy he wouldn't make the Hall of Fame. That's crazy, the guy replies. Of course you can get in. Look at all the records you set. Bet you $1 million I don't get elected. That's a baseball joke of the day. And now it's time for the random part of clues for Will. And you can call now 516-666-9990 or enter our term at www.talkradio.com/InsideMLB. And well, your first clue is he's a pitcher for the New York Yankees. He was born in Japan, age 26, and he's been with the Yankees since 2014, and his number 19. Your guess is? That is correct, and Will has won the random player of the day once again. So tomorrow you can tune in and call in with your guesses. And now it's time for the All-Star Game debate. So Brandon Crawford or Johnny Peralta of the Cardinals, Brandon Crawford of the Giants, who are playing the Pittsburgh Pirates right now. And, I mean, in my mind, I think this whole Johnny Peralta, Brandon Crawford All-Star Game debate is really going to be heads or tails, man, toss-up of where we're going to see who's going to win this All-Star Game debate. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see who you have and who I have by the end.
Yeah, definitely. And just looking on Peralta's side, he's really shown what he's capable of doing this year. And I think Brandon Crawford, it may be hard to get in with him having such a great season.
I mean, I think, though, Brandon Crawford, his superior defense that he's been showing all year and that he showed in the playoffs last year, and everything that he's done for the Giants, I think he does have a little bit of an edge as of right now. I mean, there are the statistics that we have to go through and that you have to go through before we make our ultimate decision.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so just to clarify, we'll be doing mostly daily All-Star Game debates until balloting ends on July 2nd. We're frequently pitting one player against another, as we're doing today, and have war on making a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your comments or calls could spark a new debate for a second. So let us know what you think. So, I mean, Brandon and Johnny Peralta's offensive numbers this season are close. Like, I mean, I think they're really close. And appropriately, their All-Star Game ballot vote totals are close. Again, really close. So what we're seeing is Johnny Peralta and Brandon Crawford. Both their numbers are close. I mean, their playing styles are close. And their MLB All-Star ballot voting is close, which makes sense overall. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see who wins this All-Star Game debate because, I mean, overall, both of them are extremely close in everything, every single aspect of their game.
Yeah, and this is just going to be another one of the great All-Star debates that we will be having here. And they're just, yeah, I mean, their offense statistics are nearly identical, and it's just going to be really exciting to see who's going to turn on that thought.
I mean, even though that it's Brandon Crawford and Johnny Peralta, I mean, there are other great national shortstops, including guys like Starlin Castro in there. But, I mean, just because we're doing Brandon Crawford and Johnny Paul-Timing, it doesn't mean these guys are the ultimate superior shortstop. There are obviously other guys that we haven't talked about yet, but this is just who are pitting against each other. Brandon Crawford and Johnny Peralta. I mean, if we're going to do a later debate on who's the best shortstop, I mean, it might be different, but right now it's Brandon Crawford and Johnny Peralta. Just to give you a quick caution on that, we're not deciding who's the best shortstop. We're just deciding who's better out of these two players.
Yeah, and there's definitely a lot of other great shortstops in the National League. These are just two that have really stood out this season and will likely make one of these two. We'll definitely make Cincinnati come July.
I mean, in terms of votes this year on the All-Star ballot, Boston had the slightest edges in Tuesday's latest National League update that we did do yesterday, and Will could not join us for that show. I mean, garnering 1,279,000 votes, Crawford's 1,103,000. I mean, Crawford had actually been fifth among National League shortstop in the first ballot update the previous week to this, but the voters wisely moved him closer to the top spot, and now we've got a true ballot battle on our hands. So not only are we just deciding who's better, I mean, all the fans listening and MLB fans all over the place, I mean, they have their choice, Brandon Crawford or Johnny Peralta. And I mean, now that Brandon Crawford is closer to the top spot than he was last week, I just think it's going to be even a better All-Star game debate, because these guys are actually the one and two guys right now in All-Star votes, with 1.2 million for Johnny Peralta and 1.1 million for Brandon Crawford.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everything's basically identical with these people come early June, and I just think we still have about, when the ballot closed?
July 2nd, as said in every opening.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have less than a month now to get all these votes into fans. I mean, this is one of the great ones of the year so far. You guys have to cast your votes to see who take it.
I mean, the battle, in my mind, of what I'm looking at right, has a tons of statistically close measures that we're seeing. And entering today's play, Peralta and Crawford have by far the two highest OPS marks among qualified shortstops in the majors. So not only are these one of the obviously two best shortstops in the league, but I mean, they could argue the number one and two guys in all the National League and American League. So just because we're doing them, I mean, they are also really good players. I mean, could be considered the 1-2 in the National League, and probably both on the top five in the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a possibility that we can see with both of these guys, and just how much more dominant can they become later in the season.
I mean, again, as I'm saying, the numbers are crazy close. I'm just going to give you a brief breakdown. Johnny Peralta has a 311 average. Brandon Crawford has a 292 average. Johnny Peralta has a 376 OBP. Crawford has a 364 OBP. Peralta has a 516 slugging percentage. Crawford has a 494 slugging percentage. Peralta has 8 home runs. Crawford has homered 7 times. Peralta has 15 doubles. Crawford has 11 doubles. Peralta has no triples. Crawford has 2 triples. Peralta has 30 RBIs. Crawford has 34 RBIs. Peralta has 20 walks. Crawford has 15 walks. Peralta has 39 strikeouts. Crawford has struck out 40 times. And the WARs are Johnny Peralta 2.0 and Brandon Crawford 2.6. So the same metricians, most likely in this case, would put Brandon Crawford on top. But that's not necessarily what we're going to do, because Johnny Peralta has a lot better numbers in different categories, not just the WAR category.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, going through, it's not just their average from the RBIs. I mean, their WARs are somewhat similar. Their OBP, OPS, they're also very similar, and this is just two very even matched guys.
I mean, in other words, we could put, I mean, there are really no wrong answers here. Who really picked Johnny Peralta or Brandon Crawford?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that the 28-year-old Crawford is putting up elite offensive numbers at this position is something of a revelation. His bat is catching up to his gloves. Before 2015, you can make an argument that he was the best defensive shortstop this side of Andrelton Simmons. And anything the Giants got out of his bat was a bonus. Last year, That bats over at essentially a league average clip, which, when paired with the defensive range and arm, made Crawford a special player. I mean, Crawford really is a special player, and he has helped the Giants in so many ways. And I don't know if you recall, well, or I believe you're there, but Brendan Crawford's grand slam to put them up 4-0. And, I mean, that was just a killer on the road, and obviously the home fans in PNC Park for that game, and just took the breath out of the fans. It gave San Francisco a boost and led to an 8-0 win for the San Francisco Giants last year in the National League Wild Card game.
And eventually a World Series title, but I think Brendan Crawford's a great story this year. I mean, these last 2 years, he really struggled with the play. I mean, he was always one of the best defensive shortstops in the league, other than Simmons, but, I mean, he batted 248-13 and 246 in 2014. I mean, yeah, definitely. If I was the Giants, he would usually bat later in the order, and I just think now he hit the ball even better. It's becoming a lot. It may result in a lot more wins for the Giants.
And breaking news that just came in right now: Rangers outfielder Delino DeShields, which he had 296. 22 runs, and Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant with 7 home runs and 22 RBIs were both named the AL and NL Rookies of the Month, respectively. So let's get into that a little bit, Will. Delino DeShields for the Rangers and your Chris Bryant, the Cubs, winning the AL and NL Rookie Players of the Year. And I don't know if you remember, but, Will, the Chris Bryant, Jock Pierce, I mean, your Chris Bryant's looking like he's doing a little bit better so far. And as you said, when we did the debate, that Chris Bryant would be better, and it looks like your prediction is coming true.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that day we had special Justice Stapp on our show, and I just think he's very well-educated. Now I think that Chris Bryant, he is doing better. He's walking in to the next, as I said, George from Bruce. And I would expect him to just destroy the league in a couple years.
But you have to admit, in that debate, though, and also Justice Sapp did say the next day that you did not make valid points, and I did. But that's all for a later discussion. And let's just talk a little bit about Delino DeShields of the Rangers and how good he's been doing for, obviously, a stumbling team, even though the Rangers obviously had the talent to be amazing. I mean, he had batted 296 right now, and he has 22 runs. And it's just amazing what he's been able to do for the Rangers. And buying 296 as a rookie is no joke, because I just think rookies have it tough enough not seeing any pitchers. I mean, they've been in the minors or college for like just a couple years ago, and now they're seeing these major league talents that are so good in the bat. Again, this is Delino DeShields Jr. He did Delino DeShields, the Rangers, he is playing out there. But that 296, as I was saying, is really hard for a rookie, and no wonder he won the American League Rookie of the Month.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he just really turned it on in the month of May, and I'm just looking down all these hit logs. He's scoring runs, he's getting a whole bunch of bats, he's scoring almost every single game, and I just think this is just another one of the great rookies we have in 2015 versus that.
I mean, you're correct when you say he's scoring runs in the game. He has 22 runs, I mean, already. And he's a rookie. He's scoring 22 times in the 2 months that we've had. It's a lot of runs to score, because in 22 runs for a struggling Rangers team is pretty good, because they're not really clicking on offense, even though they have the talent of Prince Fielder, Shin-Soo Choo, and the newly Josh Hamilton, who is having a little bit of success there with a change of scenery moving to Texas. Coming from Anaheim after his big deal. But anyway, I mean, I just think overall, Delino DeShields, hopefully, I mean, for Rangers fans, he can become the next Josh Hamilton when he was a couple years back. And I think Josh Hamilton will probably be a good mentor for Delino DeShields in the future.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this guy has a lot of potential to be, like you said, another Josh Hamilton. And for a Ranger team that's struggling and needs to struggle last year, one of the few bright spots among this organization.
Now let's move back to a little bit of the Brendan Crawford scenery and how a little bit of a miniature debate that we're having here between him and Angelton Simmons, okay? So Angelton Simmons, he's with the Brewers. I mean, they're not a struggling team. They're at 500, and I think that even though, I mean, he's not a well-known guy right now because they're not doing amazing like everybody expects him to do, even though they sort of rebuilt in the offseason, trading Jason Hayward to the Cardinals in return for Shelby Miller, who actually is doing really good for them right now. But anyway, Anderson Simmons and Brandon Crawford are both amazing defensive. I mean, I just think Anderson Simmons probably is an edge in defensive, but Brandon Crawford, I mean, his bat is really catching up to his glove right now. And if you pit them against each other, I'd put Brandon Crawford on top all day.
Yeah, I mean, Anderson Simmons, he just has, he's like to be on the SC top 10 every single day. And just, I think, without a doubt, he's one of the best defenders in all of baseball. But he's never, or his first couple years, hasn't really had that show up for it. That's why Brandon Crawford, Edson,
all right, fans, we have to get a break, but when we do come back, we'll be giving our answers, Brandon Crawford or Johnny Peralta. 1-6-6-6-6-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with who you think is better, Johnny Peralta or Brandon Crawford. Give us your statement. All right, please stay tuned in for the Johnny Peralta, Brandon Crawford predictions and more.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. Knew. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
inside MLB. It's now time to give our John Peralta or Brian Crawford guesses in who we think is going to ultimately be better. All right, Lil, what's your guess?
I'm going to have to go here with Brandon Crawford. I mean, he may have, in the big categories, he may be a little lower than John Peralta, but I think his defense backs it up and some, so I think that makes sense. Brandon Crawford started shortstop in the National League come July in
Cincinnati. I mean, my man, I think this Crawford-Peralta debate is really too close to call, but I'm going to give, I think I'm going to give Brandon Crawford here because, I mean, he just is some fresh blood because Johnny Peralta's been there twice, and I just want to see some fresh blood in the All-Star game. I think Brandon Crawford will be nicely fit in there.
Yep, definitely.
All right, now we're going to get into our first topic of the day, besides the All-Star Game debate, which usually takes a while, but we always get in at least one. And just to give you a quick heads up, June 8th is fast approaching us. Well, it is now from the amazing. Sweep the Mariners. We're going to actually start the draft today. And we're going to redraft each number one pick. And I'll hindsight gives us a look at which player should have been selected overall. I mean, the number one overall pick in the MLB draft is honestly, in my mind, I think supposed to be a no-brainer. The slam dunk, the no-doubt-about-it type pick. Those taken with the first selection are the ones played in not just for a big league career, but for a superstar. As history has shown, as and always work out that way. With the 50th anniversary of the draft, which is another major reason why we're going to be watching it and giving our analysis the night before, which is on Monday, so make sure you tune in for that. I mean, it seemed like a good idea to go through every top pick since Rick Monday went number one overall in 1965 through Brady Aiken a year ago, who the Astros did not sign. And that's why they do have the number two overall pick, because it's compensation for them not signing Brady Aiken. And do it all over again, using only players available for the draft at the time who signed that year. There were different phases of the draft in years past, so only those eligible for the June regular draft were considered. And with the help of hindsight, I mean, we're about to look at who the top pick each player should have been. The D-backs will get added to the list on Monday when they make the first selection of the 2015 draft. Coverage of it begins with the draft preview show on MLB.com and MLB Network at 6 p.m. And we'll be giving our own preview show at 4:30. On Monday. Again, live draft coverage from MLB Network Studio 42 begins at 7, which we'll be watching, with the top 75 picks being streamed on MLB.com and broadcast on MLB Network. MLB.com's exclusive coverage of Day 2 begins with a live draft show at 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday, with exclusive coverage of Day 3 beginning at noon on Wednesday. So even though we will be in school for Day 2 and Day 3, we'll be watching immediately after that ends. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, amazing draft days. Monday night we'll be watching, and then Tuesday and Wednesday after school we'll be watching. So it looks like we can't get into it because we have to go to the 7-minute stretch. But, you must be excited for the MLB draft because I am. I mean, three straight days of just amazing baseball, along with the games later that night.
Yeah, and I just remember when you first told me that it was mandatory to watch the draft, I'm like, it's just really worth it. The draft usually is pretty boring, but I mean, you really hyped it up. Well, I'm looking forward to tonight, Studio 42.
I mean, that's our job, hype up the draft, and hopefully a lot of fans will be watching that night because we certainly will be, and giving our analysis Friday and Monday night. Just real quick, we just got breaking news that Astros left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel, who is 4-1 in the month of May with a 2.62 ERA, and Astros right-handed pitcher Max Scherzer, who is 5-1 in the month of May with a 1.67 ERA. They're both named AL and NL pitchers of the month, respectively. So Dallas Keuchel, Max Scherzer, great players on great teams. I mean, obviously great, but we'll get into that and say something after the break.
Thank you.
it's now time for Say Something, Will, and you know what to do.
I'm just going to take away the great, or excuse me, the evenness of Johnny Peralta and Brandon Crawford, and I just think, and I'm very excited to see how they're, especially the stats, slow down June River and just see who ends up making it as the starter.
I'm going to say something about Dallas Keuchel, who we just did talk about before the break. And, I mean, how him and the Astros are doing amazing right now. I think he's just representing everything that's going well with the Astros. And hopefully for the Astros fans, he does amazing, and the Astros keep doing great. And maybe they'll be the number one seed in the playoffs. And they haven't had a winning record since 2008. So that's also a big thing for fans. Gain the winning record and obviously making it to the playoffs. All right, so I thank Jason Stenson and Will Gonneau for helping with the planning and production of Inside MLB. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:35 p.m. for the newest edition. Also, I'd like to thank MLB.com with assistance from the statistics used tonight on Inside MLB. You can please follow Inside MLB at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. Also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Benson Section. My co-host is Will Macklin. You can email us at insidemlb123@gmail.com with your questions or insight. Have a fantastic day.
It's been a long without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way, from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again.
First you both go out your way, and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond.